flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
What he's hearing about how serious a candidate Gerard Johnson is.
Yeah, I think Gerard's a legitimate candidate, 100%. And if that's who you think, I mean, like, that's what I was kind of hinting at with some of what I was saying. If that's who you think, then that keeps a lot of continuity for your quarterback. I love what you guys were saying. You're right. You don't want to, you know, go back to the opening portions of a playbook. You want to start going to those portions of the playbook you haven't even touched yet when your quarterback gets into year two, year three, year four, when you can start finding the added wrinkles of everything you want to do. He is definitely a candidate, to my understanding. I think if he is their best candidate and that's who they have in mind, I think it is, you know, beneficial to CJ to not take a step back in terms of the learning process. You could probably just keep going moving forward.
All right. That was James Palmer, and that was pretty powerful. He is clearly going to be involved in this, and not just a, hey man, we're just doing him a solid interview. No, he's clearly a serious candidate. And for me, Clint, we've talked about it a bit. I would be disappointed if that is the route that they take. Not because I don't want Gerard Johnson to get a gig here. That is not the case. Like, if Gerard went on to New York, which we've heard that rumor, I'd be really happy for him. To me here, it just feels like to me there needs to, I'm not even saying the whole system has to change. It feels like there needs to be an entire break, like, to me. And this just rolling down, I don't know. I find it hard to believe the big missing issue was Gerard wasn't calling plays, right? Like, how does Gerard kind of walk away from, you're the one who was closely working with CJ the most, but CJ took a step back, which is why I think the number one reason Bobby Slowick lost his job. So for me, the Gerard Johnson thing, to go along with his lack of experience in calling plays in which to me is a really big season. And I just be honest, I don't know how much D'Amico can afford to just have this not work. And I think to the point you were making earlier, this needs to be a hire to me where, at the very least, if it doesn't work and if it doesn't, you know, they don't achieve what they're looking to achieve, that everybody's like, well, yeah, man, we understood that one. It made sense. It just didn't work out. If Gerard Johnson follows up Bobby Slowick with no experience and a guy that was in the building working closely with Bobby Slowick and it doesn't work, then that looks really, really bad to me. So I think it's got to go in a different direction.
Well, I just think it's all about risk for me, right? I mean, you fire Bobby Slowick, and to me the thought is you've got C.J. Stroud on a rookie contract. You've got some advantages right now. Salary cap wise that you're not going to have in a couple of years. And now is the time. You feel like you've built the roster with a couple of moves this offseason where you should be competing for Super Bowls, right? And now there's risk associated with anything you do from here on out. And that risk is with Gerard Johnson, it's a twofold risk for me with him. One, he's been in the building when the offense has been the offense has been so bad that you fired your offensive coordinator who you came in lockstep with, right? And keeping those same individuals and the same vibe in the room and the same everything in the room, except like cutting Bobby Slowick, it seems to me is not enough of an answer. The risk with with Gerard is he's never called offensive plays before, period. Now, he might do it, and he might be absolutely tremendous at it. I don't know.
And it feels very different him doing that right now where the Texans are currently than a Bobby Slowick coming in and doing it with D'Amico.
People talk about the expectations of this offense in year two after what happened in year one. Let's talk about the expectations and the pressure on an offensive coordinator after you fire an offensive coordinator that that called plays to the tune of his quarterback throwing for 7,835 yards, 43 touchdowns, and 17 interceptions, winning Rookie of the Year, leading the league in passing yards per game, and touchdowns to interception rate. Like, let's talk, like, if the pressure was so much in year two that the backslide cost him his job, let's talk about the pressure in year three when now you're a year closer to having to pay your quarterback $60 million and losing the contract advantage, the rookie quarterback contract advantage, and you got to follow up the numbers I just said, and you've never called play. Like, that just...
With Nico Collins, with Joe Mixon, with...
Yeah, that just doesn't add up to me. I mean, the risk is you're hiring a guy that has never called plays before. Now, you go outside the building and you bring in somebody that maybe has pelts on the wall, but the risk is you're starting over at square one with your everybody having to learn a new terminology, which, by the way, the terminology that they spent 2 years in clearly was confusing because you had guys running routes the wrong place, you had guys running routes the wrong depth, and your offensive line couldn't communicate the basic protection. So there's risk associated either way. The question is, what risk do you want to take?
Yeah, man. You can text in too, and I see some people doing it. What's the word you would use if Gerard Johnson were the next OC? Like I said, this is just kind of gauging this comment or this conversation throughout the day. It's been pretty polarizing. Wesley said he'd be disappointed. Here's someone on the text line excited. As someone, it could go either way with it. Like, yeah, I would love it for him to come here and be another OC that finds his way and has a chance to flourish to become a head coach in this league. That would be amazing. But I don't know if that is a spot to go. Where my man Glenn go? Damn, Glenn, about to go to you, Glenn. Doggone it, Glenn, call back in, man. Your time is up. I want to hear from old Uncle Glenn.
We love you, Uncle Glenn.
We treated old Glenn like we did at old Golden Turd yesterday, didn't we?
My fault, man.
I don't give a mother duck.
That's what I want from him. Is that your boy Ron? Yeah.
Come on, Glenn. Is that my boy Ron?
Yeah, man. It's
is that my boy Ron?
It is. Glenn, get on in here. All right, Larry. What's your thoughts? I didn't lock you out. There you go, Larry. What's your thoughts about Gerard potentially being the next OC here?
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. So, look here, man. I'm going to need you to do me a favor, man. When I used to call in and I call you show and you always under your breath, hello?
Go ahead.
I'm doing with the phones, man. You under your breath, you'll be saying, it's Ron. I need you to have that same energy when all these folks call in now and they say, Ron, I need you to say it's show, man. You back
you're right.
To
no, you're
show.
Right. Somebody did call me Ron. Yeah. You're right. I'll give you that.
I need you to have that same energy. Look, man, it's a great day for Houston, Texas fans, man, because look, at some point you have to accept some certain things. And we watched Bobby Slowick go 7 or 8 games without scoring a touchdown in the second half of a football game. That was a fireball offense then. But the fact that D'Amico decided to pull the trigger on that thing today gives us all the kind of refreshing start to go into the offseason and what these dudes are trying to do. You cannot continue to waste years of C.J. Stroud's contract that we have not been to the AFC Championship game yet. This is a great move by the Texans, man, because this gives them an opportunity to have a list of dudes that they can bring in, and there's not a coach in his right mind that would not want to coach C.J. Stroud. And the fact that they brought in all this talent in the offseason and the expectations was through the roof and we didn't meet them like we wanted to, This is the time that you start making these kind of moves. Fellas, I'm excited about it. I'm not as excited about Altuve playing left field, but I'm excited about what them Texans are going to do in terms of what they're going to bring in. Once they get that offensive line coach and that OC, now we're cooking with fist grease, Clint, and our hollow.
All right, appreciate the call, Larry. Listening to that, it makes me think, like, this job should be extremely, like, exciting to want to feel. This should be a job. This should be a really, as you'd say, sexy job. But then the thing is, hold on. Clint just read all them numbers. Say, buddy got fired.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Quick trigger, ain't they?
I'm in his place, like, but he got fired.
You ever watch Bobby?
He got fired. Hold on. And he got fired, and y'all had that offensive line up there in front of him?